Afghan refugee, brought to U.S. by Biden. Deported after sexually abusing three-year-old girl. By John Binder on December 20, 2022. An Afghan refugee, brought to the United States as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation, has now been deported after having been convicted of sexually abusing a three-year-old girl in Virginia. Over the last 2 years, the Biden administration has resettled more than 86,000 Afghans across American communities who fled Afghanistan following the withdrawal of U.S. armed forces. Tariq Mohammed Intezar, a 25-year-old Afghan refugee, was resettled in the U.S. by the Biden administration after arriving at Dulles International Airport in Virginia on September 8, 2021. Like tens of thousands of others, Intezar was given humanitarian parole. Earlier this year, Intezar was convicted of abusive sexual contact with a three-year-old girl in Virginia and was sentenced in April to more than 12 months in federal prison followed by 5 years of supervised release. Intezar was imprisoned at a federal prison in Allenwood, Pennsylvania, when the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency placed a detainer on him, requesting custody of him for arrest and deportation. Since July, Intezar has been in deportation proceedings and was ordered deported by a federal immigration judge in September. Intezar waived his right to appeal the decision. Though Afghanistan refused to accept Intezar, ICE agents deported the Afghan refugee to Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. Intezar's case comes as a number of Afghan refugees, brought to the U.S. by the Biden administration, are pending criminal charges. Months ago, an Afghan refugee was charged with violently attacking and sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Last year, an Afghan refugee was charged with sexually abusing a 12-year-old boy and a 14-year-old boy on a U.S. military base in Wisconsin, while another was charged with violently beating and strangling his wife on the same base. That Afghan refugee has since pleaded not guilty. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.